وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah. Now Amir al-Mu'mineen has been handed an opportunity to become the ruler and the Khalifa of the Muslims. He accepted under the condition that he serves the Muslims and he only applies justice to everybody. And he should be treated as one of them, and whatever applies to them applies to him. And they should give obedience to him, not to him personally, but to the fact that he is trying to serve them. And he said, I will be the first to do what I ask you to do, and I will be the first to refrain from that which I ask you to refrain. On the contrary, the object of the institution of Khilafah is that justice should be administrated. The ruler should mete out equal treatments to everybody and to everyone, and should regard the efforts of a person who propagates it, the divine religion, and the servants and serves the public, should prohibit hoarding, prevent oppression, and should not deviate from the truth in any circumstance. He should not abandon his program even though the wicked and cruel persons dislike his just conduct, and maybe after his life. It is also his duty to acquaint the people with the rules of justice and prevent their deviation from it. These are the things that need to apply when a person assumes office and assumes power. These are the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he himself applied before anyone else. No one before him applied it. No one after him did. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he wrote to one of his governors and he said, you are holding this office does not entitle you to accumulate wealth or take revenge from any person. Your only duty is that you should destroy falsehood and revive the truth. Simply put, Amir al-Mu'mineen drawing the line to the governors, to those who are in power under his command, that this office holds nothing personal for you. All your personal interests, your desires, and wherever you feel like, it has to stay at home. This office is especially for the people, by the people, to serve the people, nothing else. Destroying falsehood or standing against falsehood means there should be no injustice in the power that you hold, in the office that you hold. And reviving the truth means you should apply everything that guarantees people a just, safe environment and a better living. So it does not in any way, shape or form entitles you to use it to accumulate wealth, which a lot of people do these days when they are in power, or to seek revenge on people because they cross them, because they have the power. This is something that should be eliminated from any office, from any position that has power over the people. No revenge, whatsoever, and not to use your power to accumulate wealth at all. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are still looking at the justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi as-salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi as-salam, in his eyes, that rulership and khilafah did not mean that the ruler should sit on the throne of dignity, strengthen his power, and make his position the means of enslaving the people. This is an absolute distorted meaning of rulership and khilafat that those before him did and those who are after him did as well. Well, they sit on the throne, they are dignified, they strengthen their power and enslave people. He said, generosity and munificence is a greater source of love and affection than consanguinity and kingship. There is no greater like meekness, nor virtue like knowledge. He is simply trying to state that power and rulership and taking position, it does not bring people or makes people to love you or have affection for you, but actually the opposite, being nice, being generous, being easygoing with people is what makes you lovable and makes you accepted amongst people. Arrogance is not the way to go. So being a leader, being a king, it doesn't mean that you're going to be loved by people or accepted by people, as we can see the case of those before him and those who were after him. That's never the case. What brings people together under the banner of a just ruler is how much love and compassion and generosity he has towards them. Now, we can also see this in our current moral world, where those rulers who are generous and kind to those who are around them, you see people love them, even if they don't give them their rights. They might give them just a portion of what they should be giving them, but yet you see people happy with them. Where if you look on the other side and you look at those who hoard everything and they take position and power and they become dictators, those are the most hated people around the world or across history in general. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, when he dealt with the Muslims, not based on the fact that he's going to sit on the throne, not based on the fact that he's going to take power and enslave people, but in fact the opposite. It wasn't his personal gain or aim to strengthen his own power and increase his own wealth. On the contrary, it was him trying to serve the people as much as he can in any possible way he can. That was the mission and the objective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam throughout the 4 years and 6 months he led the Muslims. His main concern was Muslims, Muslims, and Muslims. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله